3 o'clock.
Okay. What about when it's 15 minutes before that? What am I saying?
1:45.
Okay.
4:05.
Would you say 4:05 instead of 4:02?
4:05, I usually say, but I'm good both. Not as much as ever.
Okay, suppose there's a, I'll draw a picture, thing like this that's used, a carpenter uses it when he wants to lay a board on this to saw it. Do you know what this is called?
Carpenter's horse.
Carpenter's horse. Okay.
What do you call it?
I'd call it a sawhorse, but I've heard several different
things. Sawhorse, I heard that too, I have.
Okay. And suppose one that's, it looks more like that, where the boards come like that, and then you could put a log in here.
It's called, they have to build it to reach high. It's a platform, but they call it something else, I can't think.
Okay, would you have some colors? A buck, or a fork, or a sawbuck, or a trestle, wood buck?
None of those I've ever heard of.
Okay.
There is another word, though, than what I use. I can't think. Those are the words you have, then?
Let me see. Or a jack, or a rack, or a sawbuck, sawhorse?
No, none of those.
Okay.
I can't think of what it is, but they build them. It's a platform to stand on to reach high.
What I'm thinking of is something that's maybe this high, and the boards cross like this, and there are two of them, one here and one here, and you put a log down, so it rests up here, and you can saw the
log. Yeah, I know what you mean. I really don't know what that's called.
Okay. And what do you call a thing that you put a baby in to take it for a walk?
Carriage.
Okay.
Or stroller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the carriage, it can lie down, the stroller has to sit up.
Okay. And if you're going to take the baby, or to rock the baby, you'd say you were going to
rock.
Or maybe, would you push it or roll it? Or
you mean?
Say you, if you had the baby in the carriage, you'd say, well, I'm going to what the baby.
When it was in the cradle, I would say rock, but if it was in the carriage, it would push, you mean, of that?
Would you say push or roll?
I just don't know. Whatever. I don't know. It's been so long since I've done it. In fact, in the carriage, I've never had a baby carriage to push. I had the stroller that you push. I guess I'd say push.
Okay. And suppose you have a cornfield like this, and a person's over here, and he wants to get clear over here, but he doesn't want to go the long way, so he goes that way.
Across.
Do you ever call it anything else?
No.
Okay. And suppose you had two roads, one going this way, and one going this way, and there's a house right here, and a house right here. How are they related?
Opposite.
Okay, do you ever say catty-corner or kitty-corner?
No, I've heard the expression catacomb, but not in reference.
Okay. What is it in reference to? Does it have to be
like a piece of furniture? Well, of course, a hall. They would say, I've heard colored people again say it's catacomb. Catacomb, I don't know why that would be, unless it's across the corner. I don't know what catty would mean. But I have heard that relative to furniture only.
Oh, okay. And with these same roads, suppose you have a house here and a house here instead. What about those houses?